And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's episode, Murder Seeks Its Victim, which first aired on June 5th, 1940, starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy!
With his faithful valet Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Kato! Here's where we smash a murder ring racket!
Just a minute, lady. I want to ask you a question.
Oh, you startled me. Well, if you want a nickel for a cup of coffee,
No. Work for the paper, don't you?
Please, I'm in a hurry.
Well, don't worry about nothing and stop looking around like a scared pigeon.
I have to get back to the newspaper.
I just come in from out of town.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, if you'll excuse me...
Relax. Answer me and you won't get hurt. Where is he?
I don't know who you're talking about.
You know all right. Crandall, that's who I mean. Crandall.
Crandall?
Yeah. Mr. Big brought me into town. He says I should look up Crandall.
Crandall's disappeared.
Listen, sister, I know he's disappeared. I'm asking you where.
But I tell you, I...
Now, look. Don't kid me. Crandall's a witness against certain buddies of mine. He scared the cops because he done some little jobs, see? So your newspaper has him hidden away someplace in a hotel room, keeping him undercover and plastering what he says on your front page. Where you got him hiding?
Mister, everything you say is true, but you've got the wrong paper.
Yeah?
Yes, I work for the Sentinel. It's the Clarion that's got Crandall hidden away. And are they scooping us?
You work for the Clarion?
I work for the Sentinel. You certainly pulled a boner.
I don't know. I just come in from out of town.
The Clarion's a block further down. It's the Sentinel that's on this street, and it's... Oh, I wish I had a brick in that pocketbook.
Slugged by a dame. Come back here, come back. She runs her like a scared rabbit.
Here's that picture you wanted to read. Dug it out of the pile.
Oh, let's see it, Gunnigan.
He's the baby the police have been told to watch for.
Huh. A tough-looking gorilla, isn't he?
According to police, he's been imported into the city to do a job on some of those witnesses the police are trying to get against the racket.
The police know he's here?
Yeah, I got a teletype in the city he came from. They got a general alarm out for him now.
I don't know. The city's a big place, Gunnigan. Men have stayed out of sight in it before.
Yeah, plenty of rat holes and plenty of rats.
Heard anything more about Crandall?
Don't mention that name. Every time I hear it, I see red. When I think that the Clarion has got that guy hidden away, scooping us on his story,
I can't understand why Crandall didn't give himself up to the police, Gunnigan.
Oh, he's one of those small-time crooks. Their minds work in circles. And besides, one of those smart apples of the Clarion must have worked on him. I wonder how much the Clarion is paying him for that exclusive.
His story's been in the Clarion 2 days running.
Yeah.
How long do you think they can get away with it? Well, they're open to a contempt charge.
That wouldn't stop those babies. All they care about is sensational stories.
They haven't put out anything sensational yet.
Yeah, give them time, Reed. They're going to stretch it out as long as they can. Feed Crandall's story in little pieces.
Yeah, the Clarion ought to think more of the public and less of yellow journalists. What they're doing is against the public interest.
Yeah, tell them that.
Suppose this out-of-town trigger man should locate Crandall. How can the Clarion hope to protect him?
Search me. But that the Clarion should beat us on a yarn, that hurts, Reed.
Case, what's the matter?
I ran all the way. He stopped me in the alley.
Oh, now take it easy. Sit down. Well, you look like...
I don't know whether I'm tired or scared. I guess both.
Well, who stopped you?
Well, some awful-looking man. He wanted to know where Crandall was.
What's that, Crandall?
He made a mistake. He thought I worked for the Clarion. He said he'd come in from out of town and some friend of his wanted to take care of Crandall. He looked like a gunman.
Jumping catfish. No wonder you're scared.
Wait a minute. Case, is this the man you saw?
Huh?
Here, take a look at this photo. Is that the man?
Wait. Well, yes, I think it is. Where did you get that?
Miss Case, you ran into something. Gunnigan.
Yeah, Reed.
Get the police. Tell him he's been spotted. Hello? Hello? Now, get me the Clarion. Yes, the publisher. Well, if he's not there, make it the managing editor and ring me back.
Reed, they won't listen to you.
Never mind that. Now, get going. Miss Case, tell Gunnigan all you know.
Okay, Mr. Reed, but you're not going to try and make the Clarion give up their pet witness just because...
Just because his life is in danger? I certainly am. Even the Clarion has some respect for human rights.
Oh, wait a second. You can't go in there, Lowry.
Listen, sweetheart, this is important.
He's busy on the phone.
Yeah? Who's he talking to?
The Clarion.
Huh?
That's right. He's trying to get them to give Crandall to the police.
Crandall, huh? Then I gotta see him, Casey.
Lowry, you don't
but
know...
But that's it. The news I got is about Crandall.
Huh?
Now, tend to your knitting, Casey. I'm going in.
No, no, I'm not trying to kid you. I tell you, unless your paper releases Crandall to the police, he's apt to be...
Hey, boss.
The settle may do a lot to get a story, but this time we're interested in human life.
Call it off, boss. It's no use.
I give you my promise that the Clarion can keep Crandall's story exclusive. Yes, even if they turn him over to the police. No, I'm not trying to find out where you have him hidden. Word of honor, Langley.
Now, wait. Listen. Boss, it's no use. I tell you, it's too late.
I want... What's that, Larry?
Hang up, Mr. Reed. You're wasting words.
Never mind, Langley. If you won't, I can't make you. All right, Lowry, let's have it.
I ran into a Clarion reporter. He'd been beaten up by a gunman.
A gunman, huh? And?
This reporter's on his way to tell Langley now.
Well, the Clarion's secret is out, huh?
Yeah, boss, all the way. I learned where they were keeping Crandall. The Clarion leg man told me. After all, he'd already spilled to the gunman. He had to.
And you went there?
Yeah, a hotel. But Crandall wasn't there, boss. He disappeared. You know what that means?
I'm afraid I do, Lowry. That gunman got to him first.
Outside, huh? Sure, send him in. Send him right in. Let's see, better put this note on the newspaper. There we are.
Hello, Buckner.
Come in, Triggy.
I come to collect my dough. I took care of Crandall.
Yeah?
Yeah, I gotta skip out of town. The bulls are looking for me.
So you want your dough?
Yeah. 10 G's. That's what you brought me into town for. Now give me the cash and I'll blow.
Just a minute, Jake. Sit down.
I ain't got time. I gotta...
Sit down.
Okay. But make it snappy.
So you done your job, huh? You rubbed out Crandall.
It's right there in the papers.
Yeah, I can read. Witness disappeared. Police sent to Clarion newspaper for holding him secret. Claim newspaper cause witnesses loss indirectly. You don't say he's killed, Trigg.
What do you want me to do? Leave him there?
Where's his body?
Where? In the river.
Yeah. Trigg, I've been running this murder ring for a long time. Things got hot and the cops were checking up. So I had to bring in a hood from out of town to close Crandall's mouth. I brung you in.
I told you Crandall's dead.
Just checking up. 10 G's is 10 G's.
Listen, I can't hang around.
Give me the story.
Huh?
Come on. How you located Crandall the works?
Well, you know this newspaper, the Clarion, they had Crandall hid away in a hotel under a phony name.
Go ahead.
Well, I found out where he was, grabbed one of the Clarion reporters and beat him up till he told me.
And then?
Well, then I go to this hotel. Say, what is this, a third degree?
Go ahead.
Well, I sneaked into the hotel, grabbed Crandall, made him come with me at the point of a gun, took him down to the river, bumped him off, and tossed him off.
Simple as that, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Trigg, now I'll tell you one.
I don't get it.
Oh, yes, you do. You didn't rub out Crandall.
Huh?
You're just trying to collect that dough from me for a job you never pulled.
I tell you, I went to the hotel.
Sure you went. But Crandall was gone when you got there.
Well,
he was gone when you got there, wasn't he?
How did you know?
Yeah. So your job ain't done, Trigg. If you want that dough, you gotta close Crandall's mouth. I'm giving you another chance, and you better find him.
How did you know he wasn't there? How did you know I was giving you a phony setup? It wasn't in the papers.
Because I got a note, Trigg.
What?
just came in. It says Crandall left the hotel before you got there.
Don't it say where he went?
No, just that he left.
This guy's got him?
I don't know. Maybe I'll hear from him later, but...
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe it's a bum steer.
I doubt it.
You mean you believe some guy who sent you a note and not me?
Not some guy, Trigg. Not just any guy. This note is from the Green Hornet.
I'll take it, Kato. Hello?
Reed?
Yes, Gunnigan. Anything new?
Not a thing. You want me to give you a ring at home?
Crandall's body been located yet?
No, Reed. You think he may not be dead?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, Gunnigan. Keep after it.
Got the whole staff out now, Reed.
Good. See you tomorrow, Gunnigan. Good night.
You heard that, Kato? Crandall's not dead?
Well, if he is, his body hasn't been located yet. That may mean Crandall's wife got the Green Hornet note I sent her and acted on it before that trigger man located Crandall.
You think so?
Well, Crandall's a peculiar duck, Kato. A small-time criminal who's afraid to go to the police because he's mixed up in some minor crime. Yet, he holds the key to the exposure of Buckner's murder ring racket.
That is true.
Well, the Clarion had him bottled up. I sent a Green Hornet note to Mrs. Crandall, a threat which I thought would make Crandall go to the police. Apparently, it had a different effect.
What is that, Mr. Bates?
Well, assuming that Crandall is still alive, that Hornet note may have made him seek another hiding place.
I see. What about the note you sent to Buckner?
We'll go into that later. Right now, we're calling on Mrs. Crandall.
Mrs. Crandall?
Yes, if Crandall isn't dead, she must know where he is. Got the Hornet gun and the mask. We're taking the Black Beauty.
No, I can't do it.
Well, now listen, Mrs. Crandall. I'm from the police, see? We happen to know your husband ain't been killed. If you want to keep him alive, you better let us protect him. Where is he?
He don't want...
I know. He don't like the cops. He's nuts, I tell you. There's a trigger man looking for him. Maybe the Green Hornet. Oh, so the Hornet did write you, huh?
A warning? Well, that's why he...
Sure. That's why your husband left the hotel where the Clarion had him, huh? Now, look. The police thought maybe your husband was dead, see? That's why there ain't nobody been around up to now. Then we got other dope. Now, where is he?
Your police?
Oh, sure, plain clothes, man. That's why no uniform, but you've seen my badge. Now, where is he?
Well,
that's more like it.
This address. Room 34.
Not for that paper. Oh, I got it. Room 34, huh? Okay, lady, you don't have to worry. I'll take care of him. So long. What a sucker. Did she fall for that phony badge? Sure. I'll take care of Crandall. Yes,
Kato. I'll get up.
What is it?
Something's wrong, Kato. Look, you can see the front of the house. See across the street?
Yes, Mr. Burton.
That looks like... Hey, it is. It's Sergeant Moran.
The police?
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. That car that passed us a moment ago, that gray sedan, it came from here.
That's right.
The man driving it. I didn't realize it till just now, but that man looked a lot like the picture I saw at the Sentinel.
Yes?
The picture of that imported gunman. Kato, we're not stopping here.
But
keep your eyes peeled. We've got to locate that gray sedan. I've got a hunch he's after Crandall. If we don't locate him, Crandall's finished.
Thank you. receives no clue. Read all about it. Wife receives Green Hornet warning. That's an extra paper.
What's frightening you, Casey?
Have you seen Mr. Reed around, Gunnigan? Sergeant Moran's on the phone, says it's very important.
Reed? Spoke to him at his apartment early in the evening.
He's not there. I tried. I thought he might be here.
Hey, he's not here in the newsroom. What does Moran want?
He's got something about Crandall.
Crandall? Why didn't you say so? Hello. Hello, there's a call from Mr. Reed. On his line, switch it here, fast.
He was calling from Crandall's home. Crandall's wife said something about him being
Hello,
there.
Moran. Gunnigan, Moran. No, Reed isn't here and Axford's out. What do you got? Hey, what? You mean she thought he was a detective? Sure, we want to be in on it. Where? Hey, okay. Right, yeah. I got it. Yeah. Room 34. Right, Moran, thanks for the tip. So, Casey, I'm going out.
Hey, hold up, Gunnigan. Crandall's been located?
Haven't got time, Casey. Moran has out a radio warning. This Trigger man made Mrs. Crandall believe he was a cop. She spilled. What makes women so dumb?
You can't go.
There's no one else around. Lowry's out.
Well, what about me?
You, a dame? This may be danger, sister. I'm covering this myself.
Okay, Gunnigan, but I'm going with you.
You? But Casey...
Save your dress. You may need it to climb stairs.
Who is it?
Come on, I'll put off. I got a message from your wife.
Message from my wife?
Inside, Crandall.
Oh, hey, now, wait a minute. What's the idea of the gun?
So you were spilling to the newspapers, huh?
Who are you?
Buckner's had me to take care of you, Crandall.
Oh, now, wait, you can't.
I'm trying to put a... What's that?
You can't shoot a guy in cold blood.
Shut
You're
up.
A bigger man.
I said
but...
shut up. Husband's police, son.
Police?
Ah, they came. They're
here. Getting you, pal. Come on, open their window.
No, open it. Out on the fire escape. Start going down. Move.
You changed your mind. Ain't gonna buck you.
Keep moving. Cops is too close. Go on, jump down to the ground and don't try running for it. I'll be right behind you. All right. Stay there.
Here I come.
There, that great car. Get in for it.
No, listen, I wasn't gonna say nothing. I tell you,
get in. Slide over. Behind the wheel. Okay, stop the car and get going. You and me ain't hanging around for the cops, Crandall. We're taking a little drive, see? Yeah, that's right. Head away from the sound of them sirens.
Please, you can tell Buckner. I won't do any talking.
Yeah? What have you been doing up to now? Sign language?
I didn't tell them clearing guys nothing. Nothing real important. Honest, you gotta believe me.
Sure, I believe you. We're taking a little ride.
That's right, Crandall. All three of us.
Okay, what the devil? Who are you?
I was sitting here in the back seat waiting for you.
Who are you? You got a mask.
A mask?
Hey, that must be the Green Hornet.
The Hornet?
Why,
yeah. Where's that gun you're at? The one I'm hauling you off first.
What a spot. A Trigger man and the Green Hornet.
That's right, Crandall. It is a spot. You're on it. Keep driving.
This is the address. Here's the room.
Yeah, room 34.
I don't see a guy named Crandall around here.
Have you looked under the bed, Gunnigan? A little mouth like Crandall.
Oh, save the sarcasm, Casey. I thought Sergeant Moran was really handing us a tip. That guy makes more mistakes than Axford. And I'm not kidding.
Someone was here, Gunnigan.
Sure, sure. But the birdie is flown, Casey.
No, I mean someone else besides Crandall.
Sherlock, hmm?
Come here and look at the fire escape. I'll show you what I mean.
Okay. Just what?
There are footprints in the coal dust that covers that fire escape, Gunnigan.
Sure. Crandall scrammed out that way. Those footprints...
There's two sets of footprints.
Huh?
Two sets, not one.
Say, that's right. But who? Somebody came for Crandall. That's a cinch.
Good grief. Well, there's someone on the fire escape now. He's coming this way.
Stand back.
Hey, Gunnigan.
Oh... Tell me, Moran.
I'm coming in.
Whew. Sure was your job climbing that thing.
Sergeant, there were prints on that fire escape. If you hadn't ruined them, you might have found out who was with Crandall.
I don't need prints for that, Miss Case.
You got something?
Yeah, the men found this in the alley. There's the guy who was in this room.
What are you saying? Holy jumping catfish. That's the seal of the Green Hornet.
Turn off your motor. Give me the key. That's fine. Now get out, both of you. Keep your hands high.
Hey, what's that car doing behind us, Hornet?
That's my car, Trigg. I'm leaving you two here in your car.
No, Hornet, you can't. This guy, he come to rob me out.
And what do you think the Hornet's here for? The same thing, Sam.
That's enough, Trigg. I got started up the gravel path. You two punks are staying
now,
here.
Hey, wait a minute. I know this place.
What about you, Trigg?
I'm from out of town. I ain't seen it.
It's Buckner's place. His country home.
That's right, Colonel. You know a lot of things, don't you?
Is Buckner inside there?
Not yet. I'm going to call him and tell him to come up here.
Well, why don't you get it over with? Go on. I know you're going to shoot me. Stop playing cat and mouse.
The one for you is rat, Crandall. You know a lot and you talk a lot.
I let them Clarion guys talk me into something. I should have gone to the police. I should have told them instead. Them Clarion guys said they'd protect me.
A little late
me.
For the police, Crandall. This is for you.
No! No, don't shoot. Take it. Hold it. Listen. Shot
a cap. Hey, that's quite a gun you got, Hornet, ain't it? It don't make no sound.
Now it's your turn, Trigg.
I guess you work for Bruckner, too, huh? Just like me. Hey, what do you mean?
This is what I mean, you rat.
Oh, no, you ain't bumping me.
Get back, man. I'll get that rod from you, and then I'll...
All right, the same thing Crandall got. Come here.
I was looking for Bert Biddy.
Two of them, kid. What cold? The potential killer and the potential squealer. Have you got the rope?
Yes, Mr. Bates.
Okay, we're taking them inside and tying them up. We'll put Crandall close to the phone.
I don't understand.
You might want to make a phone call later on. You never can tell. And don't forget to remind me. I have a phone call to make myself soon. Your trick. Can you carry Crandall?
I think so.
Good enough. In the house with him.
About time I heard something. Hey, hello?
Buckner?
Yeah, talking. Who's that?
How much are you paying to have Crandall removed?
What? Say, who is this?
Not Trigg, Buckner.
Who is it?
This is the Green Hornet.
The Hornet?
That's right. How much?
It was something about $10,000.
$10,000, eh? Bring it here and we'll talk business.
What are you getting at? Come where?
I have Crandall at your country home, Buckner. Trigg is here, too.
My country place? How do I know this is on the level?
You don't, Buckner. You'll have to take that chance.
Now, wait. Hold on. Hello. My country place, eh? The Hornet, eh? It might be a stall, and yet I can't let Crandall be picked up by the police. My country place, eh?
Sergeant Moran. It's cozy, isn't it?
I don't mind it, Miss Case.
And this is where you figure out how to catch the Hornet, huh?
That guy. Listen, if I ever get my hands on him,
I've been waiting a long time.
Come on, Danny.
The Hornet's got Crandall someplace. If Crandall ain't dead already.
Yeah.
How long is Gunnigan going to be on that phone?
He's keeping in touch with the personnel.
And I suppose if he had a couple of more hands and another voice, he'd be using more than one.
He often has. Aren't you going to answer that one?
Yeah, if I can hear with Gunnigan alongside me.
Okay, Danny, that lead sounds all right. Run it as is. Play up the horn.
Ring me, Gunnigan. Headquarters, Sergeant Moran talking.
Hello, police. This is Crandall.
By the way, Danny, I'm busy here. Please.
Shut up, will you, Gunnigan? I can't hear.
Yeah, police headquarters.
Hello, this is Crandall.
What's that?
Danny.
Crandall.
I'll call you back.
Is this Crandall? Come on, answer me.
I'm tied up at Buckner's country place, the Green Hornet.
The Hornet?
Yeah.
Moran,
is that Crandall?
Did you say Hornet?
Shut up, both of you. Shut up. Hello.
You gotta come out here. You gotta save me. The Hornet's tied me up, but he got one arm free, so I can fall. He's around someplace. You got
no.
Crandall.
Get down that phone.
Crandall, what's the matter? Who?
Buckner.
Who are you talking to?
No, nobody.
What's this about? You tied up, Trigg tied up? Is he dead or what?
I don't know. The Hornet shot me. I must have been.
Was it you called me, you little muzzler? Did you call me and say you was the Hornet?
No. I just come too. I guess I.
I phoned you, Buckner.
The Hornet.
Stand right there. We can discuss things this way.
You don't need a gun.
Did you bring the $10,000?
Well, I would have told you.
Did you bring it?
Yeah, I get it.
Hand it over.
Crandall, he's still alive.
Hand it over. We'll discuss terms later.
Oh, it's Trigg. He's coming too. Don't let him touch.
Oh, don't show, don't. I guess I passed out.
Don't struggle, Trigg. You're tied up.
Oh, you're still around, huh?
I demand to know what this is all about.
All right, Buckner. Your hired gunman is tied up, and the man whose mouth you want to shut is tied up.
I paid you. Why don't you take care of him?
I think I'll first take care of you.
Look out, Buckner!
You plugged him. You plugged Buckner.
All I gave him was a shot of gas. That's the same thing you two got. Now get this. Crandall called the police.
No.
Don't lie, I heard you. You're tied up, Crandall. So's Trigg. The police will be here soon. I'm going to leave you just as you are.
Are you screwy? Buckner paid you.
I've got the money. That's all I want.
I don't get it. Suppose the cops get here before I get untied.
In that case, you'll take care of Crandall.
No, he can't do that. Tie him up. Tie him up tight.
And another thing. Crandall, if Buckner recovers from that gas before the police come, he'll be finished off that way.
No, you can't leave.
I am leaving you, all three. You're a small-time crook, Crandall. Before this, you were afraid to talk to the police, and now you'll be praying that they'll get here.
No, wait.
Better start right now.
If I get out of these ropes, you punk.
No, you can't. I'll get out first. Why don't they get here? Why don't they get here?
Something, Gunnigan?
Yeah. Thought I did. Behind that door, Moran.
Got men all around the place. Keep behind me. Here goes the door.
Who's that?
Well, I'll be.
Oh, the police. You got here. You got here.
Crandall.
Yeah. Tied up like a photo finish. And this guy, he's that imported gunman.
Hey, there's Buckner on the floor.
What? He's out. You ain't got nothing on me, copper.
We got plenty, you rat. You're wanted for a homicide back where you come from. And if this guy don't talk,
yes,
we'll...
all right, officer. I'll talk. I'll tell you everything I know about Buckner and his racket. He tried to kill me. This guy was hired.
Hold it. We'll get it later. Hello. Yeah, Sergeant Moran talking. Huh? Oh, is that so? Hold the phone. Gunnigan.
Yeah, Moran.
It's the city editor at the Clarion. He says they heard a rumor about some yarn out here at Buckner's summer place. Wants to get the story. Maybe you'd like to talk to him.
Would I? Give me that. So, you'd like the story, eh? That's the way your newspaper tried to cross up the law, by holding Crandall so you'd get an exclusive, eh? Well, you don't get it. You get nothing. Now get off the line. I want to phone this in myself. Who is this? Why, you sap, this is Gunnigan. Gunnigan of the Sentinel. Now, what do you say?
Head for the hideout, Cato.
Yes, Mr. Brett.
We stayed around until the police showed up. By this time, Crandall is spilling everything.
You're sure he was tied?
Of course. Both he and Trigg tied so tightly neither could get loose. I just wanted Crandall to realize what a spot he was in, and he did, Cato, he did. Oh, by the way, do you know a good charity that would like to receive an anonymous gift of $10,000?
Read all about it. Green Hornet.